I really think that's true. And really, as you say, there are many ways of realizing, as you have said, your higher self, entering into the knowledge and the conversation of your holy guardian angel. And there are many, many groups, many traditions, books, authors of books that will teach you how to do that. Or at least they claim they can tell you how to realize this wondrous sense of divinity within your own being, your soul, yourself. And in any event, at least it's been my experience from the different magical traditions that I have either read about, studied, practiced, followed, experimented with, dabbled in, what have you, that at least in the Western magical traditions, there seems to be this great emphasis placed on the tree of life, understanding the tree of life. What is the tree of life? In your perception.
Well, the tree of life is a system, and there's not one tree of life. There are many trees of life, many different models. The model that we're most familiar with is not necessarily the model that's used by certain esoteric groups. The purpose of it is to see interaction and to get a sense and the understanding of the multiplicity of existence without the arbitrary categories that we use to attempt to understand it. And the way we do that is we start with categories and then we basically inevitably collapse all categories. So in one sense, the tree of life is to fill you rather with tons and tons and tons of differentiations and differences and subtleties until all of these subtleties and all these differentiations collapse into the ultimate oneness. Now, once you have reached that point and have made that a part of your life and understand that, then you have to go back in using these differences, because that's the only way you can really function in the world of ideas, concepts, and people.
And isn't that really the pulsation of existence? Building, learning, growing, and eventually reaching some sort of peak, some form of peak experience, and then comes a collapse. A catharsis. It happens to societies. It's happened for eons. Society builds itself up around a religion, some sort of ideology, for better or for worse. It flourishes. And then one day it's gone. It's dead. It's been conquered. Usually it gets conquered because the conquerors many times prey on the weak. So when the individual members of a society lose their lust for life, their vigor, their internal strength, they become the vanquished. So it's really internal what's going on. It's individual. It's within the people within that society, as a group, a collective, unconscious mind. You know, I think societies collapse themselves for a reason. You know, the pulsation of life and death. It happens to individuals, and it happens to societies. And I'm sure it happens, you know, to worlds, star systems, galaxies, and universes as well. We have crest, and we have valleys. In many ways, I mean, life is a vibration. It's a pulsation. Really. Some maybe go out with a bang. Some go out with a whimper. But yet, the cycle continues. As I was saying before, it's another cycle. Another circular pattern within the universe that we live in, or perceive that we live in. As you mentioned, there are many, many trees. I mean, Aleister Crowley said that if a man were put on a desert isle somewhere and really wasn't exposed to a whole, you know, religions and philosophies and theologies, that he would, by the end of his life, create his own tree of life, his own concept of the spiritual framework that, you know, exists inside of him or her. Yeshua said, the kingdom of God is within you. You don't need to look anywhere else. You don't need to go to a church, a temple, a synagogue. That's not where you're, in the end, going to find it. You may certainly learn things about the kingdom of God in churches and synagogues and temples, in all of that, in groves, druid groves, Wiccan circles, Golden Dawn rituals. You know, in porn shops or whorehouses, or poorhouses, you know, in mansions and mountains, in cities, and in the deepest, darkest forest. But when all is said and done, and you've had all these experiences, and been to all these places, read all these books, met all these people, taken all these classes, you're going to find out that the answer really wasn't in those places and in those experiences, except for how you internalized, how you processed, and how you integrated all of those experiences and information and relationships, and how you resonated and harmonized with all those things that you took in, that you came upon, that you passed through and remembered or forgot. So really, the ultimate answer, whatever it is that gives true meaning to your life, to your experience, to your existence, call it the truth, the true will, the kingdom of God, union with the divine, Ipsissimus, the great work, you know, that great treasure the grail. It's within you. Nowhere else. That's a very hard concept for many people to understand. You know, the Buddha said that, you know, don't go looking to some preacher. Don't go to some book or some temple if you're looking for the divine or enlightenment. You know, it's up to you to find the diamond in the mud, really. Because in the end, it's there within you. And, you know, you take it all in. Like you were, like you were saying, all the various differentiations, all the different parts, the subtleties, the differences, correspondences. Like building blocks, you build up the tower, and then one day, it explodes with a fiery blast. It collapses. And isn't this really the mystery of the Tower of God? You know, the eternal pulsation of life and death and regeneration. And, you know, it's just part of nature, and it's part of that thing within us. As we were discussing, the tree of life, the ancient tree of life. To me, it's the internal framework of our souls, ourselves. Perhaps our bodies.
Well, as many people know, the Tree of Life was often put on the human body as a way of helping a person understand his various different states of mind and emotions, and helping him vibrate them and control them to his ultimate true will. The Tree of Life is, again, a model of the interaction of forces. And if we look at it from that way, if we look at it from that way as a model, we can begin to see that it's a useful model in helping us understand ourselves and the universe and the so-called interaction between us, because we're so, human beings are so capable of separating themselves from the rest of the universe, that the Tree of Life is sort of like a bridge back again to totality and wholeness. And these are not beautiful concepts, but I don't mean them to sound romantic or anything like that, but that we've lost that by separating ourselves not only from ourselves but from everything else. Tree of Life helps us reunify and put ourselves back together again, put all the pieces back together again like Humpty Dumpty, and find our way home, and then be able to function in the world on a day-to-day basis as well.